Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
A couple of retailers out with earnings this morning. Let's get a preview with Howard Davidowitz, chairman of Davidowitz & Associates in New York. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we hear from the biggest retailer of all this morning, Walmart. What are you going to be looking for?
Well, Walmart's comparable store sales have been down 8 straight quarters, and the stock basically has gone nowhere for a decade. So I think Walmart is going to have continual problems on the sales front. The strong pieces of Walmart are they've managed their business very well. They've grown internationally tremendous. They do over $100 billion internationally. So overall, given the management of expenses, management of margin, I would look for earnings to eke up and sales continue to be poor. This is 10% of United States sales. This is America. And 80% of Americans are in a depression. Walmart is hit by that, so I expect Walmart to continue to be soft after 8 straight negative quarters. I think that is going to continue.
Well, the whole point of Walmart was low prices. Is that still the case?
It is still the case. However, Walmart is being substantially undersold by much faster-growing companies, better positioned. Companies like Aldi, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, they're frying Walmart's brains. That's why Walmart says in the future they're going to build smaller stores. So Walmart has been outflanked by extreme value stores who have smaller boxes that are more convenient, that are able to undersell them. Also, Walmart has also made a lot of strategic mistakes. Their remodeling has been a debacle. Their pricing has not been good. Their online sales, the fastest growing segment of retailing. Staples and Office Depot each do more online than Walmart. Does that make any sense? So they've been falling down in a lot of areas. They've had a lot of mistakes in operations. That remodeling program was an absolute disaster. So Walmart has made has a lot of self-inflicted wounds. But again, when you've got an economy like ours where 80% of the people are in trouble, we've got this unemployment which is just raging out of control, greatly, you know, understated by the press and everybody else. You know, the average person is out of work 40 weeks. I mean, this is astounding.
Howard, what about Home Depot? They're on the earnings scoreboard, too, today. Are they going to continue to suffer because of the housing market?
Yeah, Home Depot's number one competitor, Lowe's, just put out very weak numbers. Home Depot is another company that's been operating well, as most American corporations have, but in the age of austerity, Home Depot will be affected because that big-ticket customer, the contractor and people like that, are spending less. So they'll be affected by less big-ticket sales. But again, Home Depot is managing themselves well, but their number one competitor just did poorly. I don't expect to see Home Depot to be breaking any records either.
The current issue of Bloomberg Businessweek has a really interesting article about Nordstrom. What are they doing right?
All luxury retailers are hitting the ball out of the park, and Nordstrom is included in that. And Nordstrom is doing great, but so is Ralph Lauren, and so is Tiffany. You know, so is Saks. So, you know, all the luxury stores are hitting the ball out of the park. And the reason for that is the top 10 or 15% of Americans, who account for 40% of the spending, have gotten so much richer in the last few years because of the fantastic performance of capital markets for getting the last 3 weeks. They've gotten tremendously richer. So Nordstrom is positioned perfectly in the luxury sector and are executing also very, very well. Almost everybody in the luxury sector is winning. Jewelry is Harry Winston is terrific. So look for that sector to be good, unless the market craps out another 3,000 points, and then that will guarantee a double dip, because once those people stop spending, that will guarantee a double dip. I don't know if that will happen. I hope it doesn't. But if it does, our economy will tank completely.
Well, Howard, there's a Nordstrom Rack down on 14th Street,
yep.
But that's sort of their outlet store,
yep.
and they have stores all around
yep.
Manhattan. Why not in Manhattan?
I think it's Nordstrom has been looking to put a traditional store in Manhattan. They tried very hard to get the old Drake Hotel space. It is very hard to get big space department stores in Manhattan. You can imagine how difficult that is. But what they have been expanding is their Nordstrom Rack, just like Saks has been expanding their off Fifth Avenue division. These are off-price divisions. The name of the game is austerity. The consumer is trading down. They have less money to spend. They're shopping more online so they can compare prices. So the Nordstrom Rack, which is their fastest-growing division, ties into where America is. Again, the reality is that 80% of our countrymen are hurting. They're in a depression. So many people are unemployed. The statistics, if you take the 3 million people who've dropped out of the labor force, that brings unemployment to 12. Underemployment and unemployment are 23%, and the prospects look very bleak. We got to make 125,000 new jobs just to break even with new entrants to the labor force. 7 people run after every one job. It used to be 3 applicants for every one job. You can't imagine how dramatic and terrible it is out there.
Howard Davidowitz, out of time, Howard. Thank you very much. Howard Davidowitz, chairman of Davidowitz & Associates in New York.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keene and listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.